We've been talking sports. I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers up in the Cleveland Cavaliers to end the league's longest active win streak.
The Sixers nearly squander a late lead, but hang on to beat the Cavaliers 123-121. Buddy Hield, recently acquired from the Pacers, paced the Sixers with a team-high 24 points, as Philly, playing without Tobias Harris, saw a 10-point lead with a minute 13 to go, trimmed down to one in the final seconds, before hanging on to win back-to-back games for the first time in nearly a month. Head coach Nick Nurse.
We found a way to get a couple, so it's good. Hopefully we can get one more leading into the break and then get some guys back healthy.
Kelly Oubre Jr. also had 24 for the Sixers. Donovan Mitchell tallied a game-high 36 for the Cavaliers, who had their season-high 9-game winning streak snapped. I'm Danny Kapp.
Other winners included Charlotte, San Antonio, Chicago, Milwaukee, Houston, Dallas, Golden State, Minnesota, and New Orleans. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, a struggling netminder leads the New York Rangers past the Calgary Flames.
Igor Shesterkin led the Rangers to their fifth straight win, 2-0 over the Flames. It was Shesterkin's first shutout of the season. Jacob Markstrom was also pitching a shutout until Will Cooley scored with 7:29 left in the second period. Jimmy Vesey clinched it with an empty netter for the Metropolitan Division leaders. Markstrom handled 29 shots for the Flames, who were trying to complete a 4-0 road trip. New York is 34-16-3, while Calgary is 2 games over .500 to revive its playoff hopes. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other winners were New Jersey, Philadelphia, and Minnesota. NFL news, the longest Super Bowl game will also go down as the most watched program in television history. According to Nielsen and Adobe Analytics, Kansas City's 25-22 overtime victory over San Francisco averaged 123.4 million viewers. This is SRN Sports.